Every time I come to the Communion Sunday, it's like I'm not worthy of being here. Because I have this little problem, and it's called sin. And somehow, I keep forgetting I'm in good company. We're all the same. What the heck am I worried over? I still have to deal with it. An open communion is such. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, He wants you to remember to do it. And He wants you to do it because He feels we have to remind ourselves that we are still sinners. We are still going to blow it. While we're waiting for that fruit to pop out of us, it's like things happen sometimes. It's like, my gosh, why did I do that? And then you go back to the Word. And it says in Isaiah, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He laid on Jesus all these sins. We can't get rid of them ourselves. We don't have enough lifetime. We don't have enough of anything to be able to pull it off. He says again, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Gosh, we are so fortunate that we can go before him and say, God, I am so sorry. I blew it. You fill in the blank where? Because we run the whole myriad of sin just in this one church here. There's a lot going on. He himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. So when we get together on Communion Sunday, the idea is, I need Jesus for you to wash me with your blood, get rid of this garbage that I carry around with me all the time. Give me the strength to stand in your power and not in mine. And he does his work in our hearts. The folks who are going to serve or pass out the elements, if they could come forward, please. While they're passing out the elements, while you're taking them, pray to God. Open your heart to him. Tell him where you've sinned. Seek his forgiveness, his cleansing blood. Know you can go before him. He made that possible for us. We can go right into the throne room and pray and talk to him. So do that now in preparing your souls, preparing your hearts for the communion.
I have brought to you contrite heart. I do not want my sin to separate me from you. So I kneel at the cross where your blood was shed. Let it wash all over me. I have brought to you a contrite heart. I do not want my sin to separate me from you. So I kneel at the cross where your blood was shed. Let it wash all over me. Let it wash.
Let it wash.
Let it wash.
Let it wash.
Let it wash. Let it wash. My sins away. Just one drop.
One drop.
One precious drop.
Precious drop.
Will wash my sins away. I have brought to you broken. I do not want my sin to separate me from you. So I kneel at the cross where your blood was shed. Let it wash all over me. I have brought to you this broken heart. I do not want my sin to separate me from you. So I kneel at the cross where your blood was shed. Let it wash
all over me.
Let it wash.
Let it wash.
Let it wash my sins away. Just one drop,
one drop,
precious drop,
precious drop,
will wash my sin
away.
Let it wash,
let it wash.
Let it wash.
Let it wash.
Let it wash my sins away.
Jesus did say, "Do this in remembrance of me." And Paul wrote, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he also took the cup after supper and saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood.'" That drop of blood. "Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus, we thank you so much for the tenacity, the love for us, sacrificing everything that you had in heaven to come and live among us, show us the Father, and to die for us, to clean that sin out of our hearts. Give us that hope that someday we will be living with you, and that every step we walk on this earth, we know that you are with us. Thank you so much for your loving salvation that was provided for us by God. Thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, if you need prayer, come on up front. Otherwise, have a great Sunday.